Happy Sabbath, church family. This is your brother, Prince Kasaka, and today I'll be giving you the scripture reading. Today's scripture comes from the book of John 1, verses 10 through 12, and he reads, "He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen.
Good morning, church family. Again, this is Pastor Elson, with the privilege to have a few moments to speak to you about the undesirable present. Or you may choose to read the desirable present. And I hope that by the time of the closing of this message, the title changes in your mind. And the title of this message will become just the desirable present. Present as a noun, it means a gift. Present as a verb, it means the action to make a gift to somebody, to give something to somebody else, to bring something before someone, or to introduce into the presence of someone. Now, let's go back to the beginning. Which beginning? Far back, long, long, long time ago. There was no one present. There was no trees, no people, no animals, no birds, no trees, no bushes, no flowers. Everything was lonely and very dark. There was nothing there. Then God decided to start a party, a celebration. So first he came. And as he came, light made itself present. Because God brought light with him. And wherever he is, there is light. So he looked at the light and he was very pleased with the light, as we are all when we see a light shine in darkness. And so he decided to call that light day. And then in his absence, there is something else. Darkness was all there. So he decided to call darkness no light. Together, no light. It means night. So no light becomes night. So the dark part he called night, and the day he called, the manifestation of his light, he called day. That was the first day. Then came the second day, God came back. As God came back to the second day, he decided to make the sky. And then there was the light and no light, or night, the second day. Then came the third day, God came back. And he's putting all this celebration together. So now, on the third day, God decided to create the oceans and the lakes, and to ask the earth, the ground to appear. And then he dressed the ground. He decorated all the ground with grass, and also with flowers, with trees, with fruit trees. And that was the third day. So the light and no light, which was night, that was the third day. God came back on the fourth day to continue his decoration, preparing for this great celebration. So on the fourth day, he put a light on the sky, and he called it the sun. And then at night, he put another light, that was to reflect the light of the sun and was called moon. And he also decorated with a lot of stars. So that was the light and no light, or the night. It was the fourth day. On the fifth day, God came back and he continued his decoration. Now he wants some more participation. So he created the sea creatures and the fish. And also he decorated the skies with birds. Some like the ducks and geese that likes to be near the water. And others like eagles that fly very high. Falcons, robins, pigeons, and all sorts of birds. And the sky was beautiful. And that was the day and no light, or the night. That was the fifth day. God came back for the 6 days to continue his decoration for this great celebration when he finally was making himself present. On the sixth day, he created the animals, such as the elephants, the lions, the tigers, the bears, dogs, horses, cows, and so on, sheep and camels, and so on and so on. All the animals. And God was pleased with all this new, beautiful world that he puts together. But there was one thing missing. The most beautiful aspect of his entire celebration. He needs somebody to take care of all this gift. He wants to give this gift to somebody. So he decided to make somebody just like him. So he created people. He created you and I. So that he can turn all this decoration, all this present to us. So he created us on his own image. And he gave the whole world as a gift to us. And he gave us also one of the greatest gifts. He gave us activities, work. He created a nice place he called paradise for our parents to live. But there is one thing else that was missing. Oh, yes, the day to celebrate everything. So he decided, I have one more gift. But this gift is going to be so precious that every week they're going to use this gift. It's not going to be once a year. It's going to be every week. So God said, what kind of present do I give my creation to remind them of my presence? So he created the Sabbath and brought it and gave as a present to his creation, to remind them of his presence. So God made all things bright and beautiful and turned them to our parents. But our parents, one day, somebody, an intruder came in. An intruder called Satan. He disguised himself and he talked, he used a serpent to talk. Just like sometimes, you know, like a cartoon when we see dogs talking on the screen, when you see birds talking, and we know that they are not able to talk. Even parrots, when they talk, they have no idea where they are talking. They're just repeating. But the devil used this trick, you know, this cartoon to deceive our parents. There's a question I'd like to ask in this moment. Some of you may have the same question. Did God create people to predispose to sin? Did God make a mistake? Maybe he left something unfinished? That's why human beings were so easily to be deceived? The answer is no. No, 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 no. God created us, our parents, on his own image. And Adam and Eve was created to be holy, to have a true righteousness in their lives, so that they might truly know God, their Creator, the beloved Abba, to love Him with all their heart, and to live with Him eternally in an eternal happiness and praise and glory. That was the way God created them. But God created them so perfect that God did not take from them the right to make the wrong choice. That's how perfect they were. So they brought the first thing that was born after they were created. It was disobedience. Yes, they gave birth to disobedience. And disobedience gave birth to all the consequences that sin brings to us. Yes, Adam and Eve robbed themselves and all their descendants of this wonderful presence that the Lord has prepared. It took a whole week to prepare for them. We could not save ourselves from the consequences of sin. So God thought about another present. So He put together a plan to come to visit us and bring a present. And of course, a present has to be marked with His presence. So the Creator Himself, He made a commitment to come to this world, to be wrapped on humanity, and to be delivered as a desirable present to a very suffering humanity. God sent prophets to foretell, to warn us, it is coming, Christmas is coming, Christmas is coming. So throughout the ages, we could hear that individual, oh yes, Isaiah, he said, the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken, because the Lord has spoken, it will take place. So Christmas is coming, because the Lord said so. He will make Himself present. Isaiah 40 verse 5. But Isaiah continued. He had a lot to say. So he said, therefore the Lord Himself, yes, the Creator Himself, will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God will be there. He Himself, the Creator, will be there with you. He will be present. That is the desirable present that will come to you. And why a virgin? Because that is a miracle from God. That's an act of God, not of man. All come, Emmanuel. That was a cry for 4,000 years. And finally He came. He made Himself present. Isaiah continues saying, the people who walked in darkness, no light, remember, darkness, no light, have seen a great light. Yes, the Messiah, He will make Himself present. Those who dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light shall shine. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon His shoulder, a King of kings. And His name shall be called Wonderful, the one who causes wonders. A Counselor, the one who brings peace. A Mighty God who has power, the Everlasting Father who has created, and the Prince of Peace, the one who generates peace between man and his Creator. Isaiah 9, verse 2 and 6. Prophet Micah joined Isaiah and is trying to say to everyone, but you, Bethlehem, the house of bread, you, Bethlehem, though you are very little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one, the ruler of Israel, the King of kings, whose goings forth are from old, from everlasting. an indication that he was, Abba himself is coming, wrapped on humanity to be present with his creation, to be the desirable presence that we have been waiting for 4,000 years. At the same time, Rome got involved. Without knowing, Rome decided to make a decree, telling everyone that they must go back to their hometown where their ancestors lived before. Because the Romans, just like the government today, want to tax everybody. So they need to have a census. And so they were ordered to go and to register themselves. By divine purpose, Joseph and Mary, they have the same descendants. So they travel from Nazareth and they come up to Jerusalem and then down the hill southwest to a little place called Bethlehem. They traveled long journey, hundreds and hundreds of people. The roads were very busy. And among all these people that were traveling, there was this young lady and her husband traveling towards Bethlehem, the house of bread, where the bread of life was supposed to be born, where David, King David, used to live and be descendants of David, as the prophecy said, there will be a son of David. So they traveled. And finally, you can imagine them arriving and people everywhere, so busy. And they knocked at the door in the inn and says, you know what, Joseph said, my wife is pregnant. She's about to give a birth. We need a place. I'm sorry. We are so overwhelmed. Maybe you should go to the next town or go back to Jerusalem, try to find a place there. There is nothing here. Oh, but we can. She's about to give birth. By the way, I don't know, but the stable, that's the only place. I know that you're not going to. Yes, I'll take it. And they went to the stable. They went to sleep on the straw on the floor. The animals were looking. No other eyes were around. Yes, we know there were some angels looking upon them too. We know they didn't see them immediately, but they were there. The eyes of God was upon that stable. While they were there resting from a long trip, Mary gave birth to a son. As the angel Gabriel told her, a son, Emmanuel, and you are to name him Yahshua, Jesus. So he was born because in his name, Yahshua means God saves. He came to be a savior. So a present was delivered. At that same time, that beautiful night, a silent night, outside, close to the town, there were a group of shepherds. They were there taking care of their sheep to protect them against the wild animals. Suddenly, a very scary moment, an angel showed up with a bright light and he started speaking to them. Oh, they were scared. Would you be scared in the middle of the night? Such a bright light showed up. But the angel spoke to them and said, do not be afraid. For behold, I bring to you good news. A news that you have been waiting for 4,000 years. Of a news of great joy like you never heard before. The greatest event of all time. And this must be shared with all people. For there is, at this moment, there was born in the seed of David, in Bethlehem, the present, the desirable present, a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. We want you to go there to welcome him. Let me give you the details so we can find him. And so they did. You will find a babe wrapped in cloth, lying on the manger. At that time, probably Mary says, oh, I wish I could get some rest. Luke chapter 2, verse 10 to 12. But then, the sky broke with more bright lights. Lights everywhere. Angels, a big, huge choir of angels. And they start singing, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those whom his favor rests. I believe the angels were singing, glory to God in the highest, that has given this desirable gift to anyone who actually are waiting for this gift. The shepherds, after the angels left, they decide, they look to each other, says, you know what? Let's hurry. Let's go to Bethlehem. And let's see this thing that the Lord has told us about it. Let's go. Let's go. I don't think they worry about who is going to take care of their sheep. And this is what happens when we hear good news. When the greatest, most powerful present is there before our eyes, we don't look to anything else. They took over. They decide to, let's go. Everybody wants to go. And they went. And as they found the description, they found this young lady, Mary, and her husband, Joseph. And there was the present, the baby lying on the manger, just like the angels told them. Now when they have seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard, you know, these shepherds, they were shepherds and they became preachers just like that, because they were filled with the Holy Spirit and they went around talking to everyone, telling everybody what they saw and what has been told to them. Angels, we have heard on high. Oh, yes. According to Luke 2, chapter 2, verse 22 and 24, Joseph and Mary brought Jesus to Jerusalem 40 days later as to present him. So what they did is, from Bethlehem, they went north, east, few miles, and there was Jerusalem, and they came to the temple, because that was required by the law, to present him. And they brought with them, because they were poor, they brought with them a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, as the law in Leviticus 12 required them to do. But as they arrived there, there was somebody there already waiting for them. The Holy Spirit woke up Simeon and told Simeon, tomorrow you have to be at the temple, because that present, that desirable present that you have been always asking for, always talking about to everybody, finally that day arrived. So tomorrow you'll be able to meet them at the temple. So Simeon was there, ready. So was Anna. As they approach, Mary and Joseph and the baby approach, Simeon approached them and said, oh, yes, let me hold this baby in my arms and praise God for it. And so he said, Master, referring to God, now you can dismiss your servant in peace. Now I can lay to rest, because according to your word, according to the prophecies, for my eyes now have seen your salvation. I have seen your gift. I have seen your presence to this world, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory of your people Israel. Luke chapter 2, 28 to 32. Having seen the Messiah, Simeon now said, I can rest in peace. Brothers and sisters, the moment that you receive this gift, you will have peace. Anna, which means favor or grace or gift, then approached Joseph and his wife and the baby, and she too recognized Jesus as the Messiah, as the promised present. But she has a very different reaction than Simeon. She said, at that moment, she came to the gate to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption in Israel. So she decided to preach about this gift, this present. She is now 84 years old, according to Luke, and she does not want to die. She wants to go out and preach. Tell everybody about this present that God has delivered to us, his children. Like the disciples who will follow her, she is driven to bear witness to the everybody who will be willing to listen to her. Now, Joseph already has a house, a place to be. Months went by, a year went by in a few months. According to Matthew chapter 2, here come some wise people from the east. They saw a star, which was actually not a star, it was actually an angel. The same time that angels were there close to Bethlehem, talking to the shepherds. One of them were far away from many, many miles, shown himself to those wise people. And they looked and they recognized that is not a regular star. That's a different star. They saw a light and they call it star. And that was an angel, because they were so anxious to see that present, a desirable present, that the Lord reward their faith but provide them an special angel to guide them. And they got up immediately and they made plans and they start traveling towards west. They were seeking opportunity to worship, to receive this present. Now, we all of us, by tradition, assume there was three. But the Bible does not mention three. The Bible just mentioned wise men. We assume there's three because there was three gifts. But that's not really the case. Because it could be that they gave three gifts, but it could be more. Either way, the wise men came. And they arrived there, according to the records of Matthew 2, they arrived there when the child was almost 2 years old. And they arrived in Jerusalem. And everybody noticed them. And they were brought up to the presence of the king, Herod. And they asked this question, where is the baby? Where is the present? Where is the celebration? We came from far away. We want to celebrate. We want to worship him. Where is he? Where is he? We have seen his star. We are here to see him. Herod looked confused, scared. So he said, just a second. And he went and called some priests and says, what are they talking about? What is it? What is this baby that they are talking about? Oh, king, the prophets. We have been waiting for this present for 4,000 years. The scriptures tells us this present will be delivered by God himself. And it's going to be southwest from us here, just a few miles, in a town called Bethlehem. Oh, okay. Let me tell them. So Herod went to talk to this wise man. And Herod tried to be the wise guy. He tells them, you know what? Why don't you go there, find this king, find this child, and come back and let me tell me so I can go down there and do praise him, worship him too. But of course, Herod was being just a wise guy. He was trying to get rid of the child. But you know, when you try to be wise with those that are really wise, you end up just messing up. Don't try to be the wise guy with those that are really wise. And not only they were wise, but they were at the right side of God. You know, they are wise and God was with them. So Herod told them, oh, the priest said, Bethlehem. You know where Bethlehem is? Oh, yes. You go southwest this way a few miles and you'll find Bethlehem. Okay, thank you. I'll come back. I will come back and let you know. And they left. By the time they got few steps out of the walls of Jerusalem, there, the star, they saw it and they rejoiced. They said, yeah, yes, yes, it's the same star. And the star started guiding them and they went and they followed the star and they became the star. They followed the star. And as they followed the star stopped on top of a house. That's why we know it was an angel. And they went in. I can imagine them knocking at the door. And here Mary's opened the door and see these fancy people. And I can imagine that she was wondering, I think you guys got the wrong address. What are you looking for? We are looking for the babe, the King of Kings. And Mary remembers what the angel told her before. And Mary remembers what the shepherd said. And Mary remembers what Simeon said, Anna said. And Mary invited them in. And they came in and they have gifts with them. And they present the gifts to the child and they worshiped him. On this day on earth, there was a king of kings, and he was being worshipped by wise people. Those that were seeking for a desirable present, they found it. Those that desire what is good finds it, always. God with us. So they find the Christ, the Emmanuel. Are you looking for this kind of present today? So Christ came into the world to free his people from their sin, from the consequence of sin, sin that started with our first parents, Adam and Eve. God loved this world so much that he came himself, the Abba came, to give us the price of salvation, the gift of salvation, the gift of eternal life, the greatest present that we all are looking for. By accepting Jesus Christ's gift of salvation, many people throughout the ages have received the real joy that the wise men realized, the shepherds, Anna, Simeon, and everyone in heaven celebrate that joy. That is why even today, thousands of years later, we are still celebrating that joy. People say Christmas is the best time of the year. Satan has been working, creating Santa Claus, and he has created a fat dude that flies over the sky, all to try to replace the angels, try to replace all the beautiful things that God has prepared for the decorating of this moment, to celebrate this moment. Satan has tried every single trick in the book to try to turn that light down, to dim that light that shines on the hearts of everyone when we celebrate this wonderful present. John chapter 1, verse 10 to 12 says, He was in the world, yes, the Creator Himself, and the world was made through Him, and the world did not know Him. He came to His own, and His own did not receive Him. But as many as has received Him, to them, to us, who has accepted His presence, to us, He made us to become the right to give us the right to become children of God. So the baby gave us the right to become children of God. To those who believe in His name, all come, all ye faithful. That's the music that we hear throughout the centuries. All come, all ye faithful. Many came to worship Him. My question is to you, my brother and sister, are you coming to worship Him? Are you come to accept this newborn King? Are you come to accept this desirable present? It was desirable from the first Christmas and it's been desirable to today. That the worship continued for thousands of years. Today we too worship and serve the King of Kings, who now reigns in heaven. From all walks of life and from all generations, we are called to worship Him and give ourselves as a present to Him as He gave Himself as a present to us. Come, all who bow before Him, come. All those seeking repentance comes. All those things, humility come. Come, all who are burned with care, come. With your fears, come with your doubts, come with your unbelief, come, please come, come with your joys. There is a party set up, a present will be delivered. Come with your highest ambitions, come with your greatest abilities, come. Come with love, come with joy, come with thanksgiving to share in this dark world as we're living in right now. Come. Make Jesus today and always the desirable present in your life. Come. Christ will use you to tell others about His glory, about His story, about His grace, about His love, about His presence, about His presence. All come. Come, all ye faithful. I'd like to tell you a story, a true story, to illustrate. A Harvard University professor tells a story of his 5-year-old son. You know, his 5-year-old son was working on an art project in his kindergarten class. It was made of plaster, resembled nothing in particular, but with some paint, it sparkled. And time on the oven, it was ready to be wrapped as a gift. So the teacher helped him to wrap the gift himself and was beside himself with the excitement. It would be a Christmas gift for his beloved father. 1-3 months in the making, early in December, when the child could hardly contain the secret, the last day of school finally came. All the parents arrived for the big Christmas play. And when the students left the home, they were finally allowed to take their ceramic presents home. The professor's son secured his gift When the little boy saw his parents, he ran towards his father with the gift on his hands, but he tripped, and fell to the floor. The gift went out airborne, and when it landed on the cafeteria floor, a hard floor, a shattering sound stopped all conversations. There was that silence. It was perfectly quiet for a moment as all involved considered the magnitude of the loss. For a 5-year-old, there had never been a more expensive gift. He crumpled down on the floor next to his broken gift and just started crying. Both parents rushed to their son. The boy's teacher also came, approached, and then pat the boy on the head and said to the boy, "Brian, it's okay. It doesn't matter." His father glared at the teacher and said, "Oh, yes, ma'am. Oh, yes, son, it matters. Oh, yes, it does matter." Then Brian's mother cradled her son on her arms, rocked him back and forth, and she also cried with him. Everyone present kept their eyes on them. In a few minutes, the crying ceased. "Now," said the father, "let's go home, Brian, and see what can be made with what is left." And so, with his mother's special touch and a glue gun, they put together, from the broken pieces, a multiple color butterfly. Amazingly, the artwork after the tragedy was actually much more beautiful than it was ever been before it was broken. At Christmas time, the gift was finally given to his father. The boy was so proud, so happy. And the professor was full of joy as long as the professor taught in university. Everybody saw that gift on his desk. Until he retired, he always had that gift on his desk. And everybody understood the meaning. Everyone that attended his class understood the meaning of that gift. It was a constant reminder to him and to everybody who once knew the story that this was a symbol of grief. The grief is real in our lives. The loss hurts, but it was also a symbol, a reminder that not every loss is actually a loss, but every loss can become a great opportunity for a beautiful and a joyful experience. That symbol became a symbol of a great beauty that can emerge from a terrible circumstance. Yes, the gift came to all of us, but not all of us accept the gift. That's why, to some, it was a desirable present, but for some, it was undesirable present. God has given us all a present of reconciliation. God gave us His only Son to reconcile this world, His creation, to Himself. Forgiveness, brothers and sisters, the word forgive is a precious present that we have received from God Himself. It is a present that we must keep going on by giving to others. Bring forgiveness to your home today. Bring forgiveness to your relationships today. accept this precious gift from God and pass it on to somebody else. A present's value is in the way it makes and reaffirms the bonds between people. It is an expression of a relationship. This isn't to say that the cost of a present doesn't matter, but it certainly isn't the most important thing about a present. It is about giving. When we give a present, we are not just giving a present. We are giving our presence. Whatever you send a card, a Christmas card to somebody, when that card arrives, you make yourself present. You present a present. You become present as you send a phone call to someone, when you send a word to someone, or when you manifest your own presence. Be a desirable present to someone in this Christmas. And let Christ be the desirable present in your life. The silly presents our children give us sometimes. Sometimes the young, they give us gifts. They are simple gifts, but they mean the world to us. You know why? Because it's not the value that it matters, but what it represents. The affirmation, the unspoken but fundamental to every present, is the presence. When the child feels our presence, every gift that we give, people sense our presence. In conclusion, my brothers and sisters, what values the desirable present is the desirable presence of the giver. Let me repeat. What values the desirable present is the desirable presence of the gift, the giver. Until you seek the giver, you won't be able to appreciate the present that God has delivered to us. In John 1, verse 14, New Living Translation, the Bible says, "So the Word became human and made His home among us. He made Himself present. He was full of unloving, unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen His glory, the glory of the Father, one and only Son." May the Lord bless you richly, not only through this season. May the Lord allow you, by His grace, to seek this desirable present, which is Jesus Christ, the Creator Himself. And may His light shine, and may your life have no more light or night. Let be always light in your life, because the moment that you accept this present, He will be present in your life. God bless. Have a wonderful season. Merry Christmas and a delightful and blessed New Year. God bless you.
At this time, we will have the hymn of affirmation. This is Sister Dawn and Sister Donya Tayag. Hymn number 122, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations, arise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord, in the manger born a king, while adoring angels sing. Peace on earth to men goodwill, bid the trembling soul be still. Christ on earth has come to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness. Life and light to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
At this time, I'd like to invite all of you to bow your heads for the benediction. The Heavenly Father, bless us, Lord, today and always, with this wonderful present, Jesus Christ, manifest in our lives. Allow us, Lord, to manifest your glory as we live a Christian life, as we not only celebrate during the Christmas season, but throughout all the seasons, every single day of our existence, until we see the King of Kings coming to take us home. Bless us, Lord. Bless each one of us as a family. Bless us during this time of crisis in our country. Bless all the countries. Bless those, Lord, that are struggling. Help them, Lord, to have hope, to have joy, and to have above all, Lord, the sense of this desirable present that is available to anyone who desires to receive. Bless us, we ask in the name of Christ. Amen.